And here we could start not just the retreat all over again, how the church needs today, how the world needs to believe there is one authority on earth, and that's not in a parliament, not in a congress, not in, well, a company, a group, one man, the final authority on earth, under God, rests on one man. As I've said before, my 30th year in working for the Holy See, this is the root cause of the widespread crisis in the Catholic Church today. In other words, we are only as Catholic as we believe there was one authority on earth vested in one human being. And for that one human being decides and intends to so decide to bind the whole world, then hear it, everybody, comma, everybody. You mean not only Catholics? No. Are the Hindus, are the Buddhists, are the Muslims, are the Jains, are the Shintoists, are the Jews bound by that same authority? Yes. Two reasons for the widespread propagation of Islam throughout the world. Two reasons. First reason, the sword. Second reason, polygamy. Is Christ teaching on monogamy binding on the Muslims? Yes. Now God is merciful. In His eyes, we are bound to obey what our mind, enlightened by faith, tells us is the truth, and also our will is told what to do. But, and sisters, the last day of the retreat, I beg you, I plead with you, share this faith with everyone that is your lives. We have one more part to this meditation. Our Lord's final commission to His apostles. It is recorded especially in two evangelists, Matthew and Mark. We generally follow Matthew, who is most detailed. Just before His ascension, our Lord calls His apostles and tells them, go and proclaim the gospel to all nations. Commanding them to obey everything that I've told you. baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We are all sisters, bound in the measure and degree of the grace we receive to do what Christ told through the apostles, all of us. I've said it before, but I need to repeat. Our salvation depends on our zeal to proclaim Jesus Christ to the world. What other authority on earth today still teaches, commands, orders? Everyone to respect innocent, unborn human life. Who else? Except the Catholic Church, and within the Church, the Bishop of Rome. Sisters, I've shared with you that I thought you should hear it. The experience that I've had over my years, 50 years of the priesthood, of so many nominal Catholics not being obedient to the most basic commands of Christ as taught by the Church. One of my fellow Jesuits, a member of Congress, should never become a congressman in no business being in politics. For 10 years, we know each other well. For 10 years, he voted a straight pro-abortion ticket. Always voted for abortion. A Jesuit priest in the American Congress, for the blessing, my God, for the blessing of his Jesuit superiors. And that same Jesuit superior later on became my superior. And that same superior that I had told me, John, we cannot take any more of your theology. You are fired. Sisters, I could be more plain. Hope you agree. In other words, we believe that when Christ told the apostles to proclaim the gospel to all nations, he included us.